Hey, Shar, it's Johnny. How are you? It's 6:46, and I just got some really good news. That spare hard drive that was owed to me from my Mac guy came in today. So, and also an enclosure, which is just basically a cover for the whole thing, and it'll allow me to plug into my Mac. So that's kind of cool. I'll be able to, take my odds and ends off my hard drive and store them. I already have a couple of them, but they're the larger, older hard drives. They're quite large and quite heavy, not really transportable. So this is going to be really small. It's probably like a size of a pack of a cigarette. So it'll have cable and stuff, and I'll just be able to back stuff up. So anyways, it was kind of nice because I was just sitting there dozing off. And last night I went to bed about 8:30. I think the night before that was, or maybe last night was 10. The night before that was 8:30, but I know it's part of, it's just probably my being sick and stuff, but I didn't really sweat the bed last night, which was pretty good. My doctor called today, or didn't call. They called and said that she's given me some extra Symbicort, which is my puffer that I'm taking, and I got that processed, and I also got a letter for the union. So a lot of stuff is coming together, kind of, and looks like our union contract is very close. That'll be good. Won't get the money right away, but that'll just be, be money for January or February if I can get down there for a couple of weeks again, get some heat in my car. So off to do about a half hour drive out to my Mac deal. I can't believe they're calling me this late. I mean, they're normally done at 6, and here it's 6:45, and they said, come on out. They're just great people. It's on the Indian Reserve, and just love dealing with them. They're just great, and I told you that their support guy, or the guy that fixes their computers, has got H1N1. Windows is the big flu bug that's going on. So anyways, it's pitch black out here. I'm just going to do a big drive, and well, I'm glad Jimmy's coming out. I think I get in there around noon on Friday. But, you don't want to kind of, set your watch by that. So I come out of Philadelphia. And, yeah, you have my itinerary and stuff. So it says 12:01 or something like that. But, maybe 12:15, 12:30 can be there. And that's cool. What else? Oh, a couple days tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Excuse me. And I'm going to do most of my, laundry at work and tomorrow. And I'm probably, I didn't buy a new travel bag. I just stayed with my old standby. I almost bought one, but not for, $250 or $300. And I didn't need it that bad. I'm just going to put it on my Sears card anyways. But I had one there that said Air Canada. I guess it's an official Air Canada size. But my brother works for Air Canada. I have never seen my brother, nor have I ever got a free flight from Air Canada. So I didn't want to buy an Air Canada bag in any way. So, excuse me, sorry for the throat clearing here. I'll be trying to get out of work early Thursday, and I've got to stop in to Chippewa, and I got some parts for Rob, some tools for him, so I'm going to go out there, and then into Buffalo about 7 or 8 Thursday night. Then I'm up about 5 in the morning Friday, so lots of stuff to do there. So anyways, I'll let this one go, and I'll probably be back later on this evening, in a couple hours, so I'll talk to you later. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll see how my holidays go. They start about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I pick fairly first, so I'll have a good idea what I'm going to be by Wednesday night. I'll have a good idea where I'll be able to come down for maybe the end of January or something. I don't know. I always like January. It's just a nice time of year. It's nice, full of snow and everything, and I don't want to be here. So anyways, all right, so I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.